Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. Today, I will be talking about Nostradamus and his Book of Predictions for 2021. Anyway, Nostradamus was a man, a French man, in the 1500s, who wrote a book about predictions for the future, basically. He was a fortune teller, like a psychic sort of man. But he was very, very, very religious, too. And a lot of his predictions have come true. The first one is a pretty far-fetched one, zombie apocalypse. Everyone thinks a zombie apocalypse will happen every single year. I don't know why. We've had a zombie apocalypse this year, basically. You know, COVID-19 and all, but yeah. It's a pretty far-fetched one, I would say. Well, okay. So yeah, let's move on to the next one. The next one is a famine. And this one isn't supposed to be in 2021. It just says the famine will happen after a great event, a great bad event, like a great trouble for humanity, is what he says. Now, we've had a great trouble for humanity, this COVID-19 pandemic, you know what I mean? Also, check out episode 2 or 3 for more information about the COVID-19 pandemic. So, yeah. Anyway, that's just one thing. Now, his third prediction, oh man. Muslims will rule the world. His reasoning is a bit better than his actual claim. His reasoning is that Muslims will rule the world without having to shed a single blood and fire a single gun. And you guys might be thinking, wow, how can these people take over a whole continent without shedding a single blood or firing a single gun? And there's one reason for it. It's two reasons, actually. There's been tons of Muslim immigrants coming into Europe, and also the Europeans are having less and less children, so I mean soon Europeans will die out and Muslims will just take over. Basically, it'll be a Muslim continent, whatever you would call Europe. If it's Muslim, I don't know what you would call it. Fourth, this one's a bit confusing for people who don't know that much. It's a bit confusing for me, but I'm still going to mention it. Solar storms. Solar storms is an event that'll happen. It'll change climate, and he warned us that we shall see the water rising and the earth falling under it. And it'll also lead to many wars to fight over resources. And mass migration will follow. So it's not as far-fetched as, a zombie apocalypse, but, I mean, it still has not that good a chance of happening. A solar storm, seriously? You know? Okay, so, fifth one, a comet will hit Earth or come very, very close to hitting it. Now, this one is probably one of the most true ones that's ever happened. True ones out of this whole list. This is one of the most true ones. So, anyway, the reason that he says a comet will hit the Earth or come very, very close to hitting Earth is just because he thought of it, I guess. But NASA has also confirmed that there's tons of comets around the Earth right now, and a couple of them have almost hit us a couple times and stuff, so it could have already happened. But, yeah, so it does have a pretty good chance of happening. This is also a pretty recent one, too. An earthquake will destroy California. And this is exactly on November 25th of 2021, in his exact words, he says, Mercury and Sagittarius and Saturn fading. And you guys might be like, what? What did you just say? Are you an astrologer? Astrologer? No, I'm not an astrologer. Mercury and Sagittarius, Saturn fading. An astrologer, well, in English, means November 25th of 2021. So, watch out for November 25th. California, that's all I can say. Hopefully you guys don't die. Hopefully it's not doomsday for you guys, but this is a really far-fetched one too. Number 7, the American soldiers will have brain chip implants, like the Clone Wars, the Star Wars, where they have little, they're like cyborgs, sort of, to save the human race. I mean, seriously, like, how far-fetched is that? Like, seriously. Okay, guys, the one you guys are gonna hear next is also really far-fetched. Like, all his, everything he says is far-fetched. If you guys were there when, I don't know, like, the day or two before the Twin Towers, and you guys heard that this guy said that the Twin Towers would fall, would you guys believe that the biggest buildings in the whole, this whole U.S. would fall? No. So I'm a bit worried. But this 8th one is that Pope Francis will be shot on a trip, and unrest and riots will come, and then all the secrets of the Catholic Church shall be revealed. That's a really far-fetched one. I think you guys can all see where I'm going, right? That's a really far-fetched one. Now we have one more prediction, and that is a new ice age will come. And I mean, seriously, this guy's insane, but if you guys go up with a math and be very, very, very nerdy like I am, you guys will get this. 70% of all his predictions have come true, which is sort of bad for this year. Meaning that 6 of these predictions that I've just told you are going to come true. Or 6.3 to be exact. So maybe one of these predictions, like, I don't know, maybe the destruction of the Catholic Church or something can be the 0.3 where some of it happens, but most of it doesn't. Like, for example, maybe Pope Francis is assassinated, but it doesn't lead to riots, and it doesn't lead to people's secrets being revealed and the Catholic Church dying out. But yeah, so those are just 9 of his 2021 predictions. And this guy's actually, like legit. Like, this isn't, like, a scam or anything. Like, he's... Look him up. Nostradamus. Nostradamus. He's legit. Look him up. So, thank you guys for watching. Best thing you guys can do is give me a 5-star review if you guys are watching on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or also share it with a friend and just... listen to it with them or talk about it. So, thank you guys for listening, and bye.